I that live, it's Christ that lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the Holy Spirit is working on us these days to conform us to the image of God's dear Son.
圣灵在这些日子里面，在我们里面动工，在改变我们成为他神儿子的样子。
We're changed from glory to glory by beholding Him.
我们透过瞻仰神的荣美，我们被改变的更像他。
Take all the time you have to look at Jesus.
用我们所有的时间来仰望耶稣。
Oh, if you find you have 5 minutes instead of turning on the television,
如果我们发现，哎，我们现在有五分钟没有事做，我们不要去打开电视。
Sit down quiet before him and look at him.
就在那边安静坐着五分钟来仰望耶稣。
You'll find that he changes you.
你会发现他在改变你。
You'll be a better wife.
你会变得更好的太太。
You'll be a better husband.
你会成为一个更好的丈夫。
If you looked at Jesus more,
如果你更多的看耶稣。
You would reflect his image.
你就会反映耶稣的样子。
And all the meanness and all the hatefulness.
我们心中的那种刻薄或者是各样的仇恨。
All the selfishness.
自私。
Selfishness.
自私。
Would be gone.
就会离开。
And we would reflect his image.
我们就会反映耶稣的样子。
Oh, it's such a wonderful life.
那是非常美丽的样貌。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the bride must be clean, she must be pure.
新妇必须要被洁净，必须要是纯洁的。
Washed in the blood of the lamb.
被羔羊的宝血洁净。
She must be humble.
需要谦卑。
She must let the king reign inside of her.
她需要让君王在她里面掌王权。
Sometimes we want to say something to somebody that isn't very nice.
有些时候我们想对一些人说一些不太好的话。
You know what Jesus did? It says when he was like a lamb that was led before the slaughter.
耶稣称他自己，他形容他自己说，他像是一个羔羊牵到被宰杀之地。
The scripture says he opened not his mouth.
他说，但是他却静默无声。
Oh, you know, so many arguments would end quickly if we opened not our mouth.
如果我们静默无声，很多的争论吵架都可以停止。
That's a tough one.
这是更难的，对不对？
Open not his mouth.
静默无声。
That's what Jesus did.
这是耶稣做的。
And if you would practice that at home,
如果我们在家中操练这一个东西，
or in the church,
或在教会里面，
you open not his mouth.
他静默无声。
Something of the reign of Jesus Christ would take place within you.
让耶稣基督在我们里面掌权。
Jesus would be on the throne.
耶稣坐在位置上。
I have found that the inner place is a humble place.
我发现到我们的内在之处就是一个谦卑的地方。
Every time I'm willing to humble myself.
什么时刻当我愿意谦卑自己的时候
？Or you know somebody corrects you and says you didn't do that right.
也许有一天有人对你说，纠正你说你这样做是不对的。
And you say, oh.Yes, you're right. I should be more like that.
你会想说，嗯，是，我应该更多这样子。
That happened to me once.
有这样的事件发生过一次。
And that evening, the same day.
那同一天的下午。
I had such a great manifestation of Jesus' presence to me.
那个事件发生的同一天的下午呢，在我身上有耶稣极大荣美的彰显。
I had to go to a meeting.
我要去到一个会议，聚会。
And there, God's presence was so mighty. Nobody spoke for an hour.
在那个聚会里面，神的同在是那么的强烈，一个小时的时间，没有人说任何一句话。
God is so pleased when we humble ourselves.
当我们谦卑自己的时候，神是何等的喜悦。
I felt like crying when they said.You should be more spiritual.
当人告诉我说你需要更属灵的时候，我常会感觉到想哭泣。
All the training you've had.
你经过了这么多的训练。
I said you're right. I should be.
我心里就说对，你说的对，我应该更属灵才对。
God gave me grace.
神给我恩典。
To say that, but you know, it's just like God just is so thrilled when He finds.Us willing to humble ourselves.
当神看见我们愿意谦卑自己的时候，上帝是多么的开心。
He manifests himself.
他就能够彰显他自己。
So try it at home.
所以在家里试试看。 闭口
zipper
拉链拉链拉起来
like Jesus
像耶稣
open not his mouth
不开口
and see if you don't have a greater revelation of Jesus on the inside
看看在你里头是不是有更多耶稣基督的启示跟彰显
let him conquer you
让耶稣战胜了我们
Then he'll send you to conquer others in the world.
好叫我们能够被差出去去战胜这个世界上的人。
That's why our Christian ministry is so ineffective.
我们的基督徒的服事是没有果效的。
We do our best with our own efforts.
因为我们靠着我们自己的努力，想要做很多好事。
Oh, but God intended to inhabit our bodies by the Holy Spirit.
但耶稣上帝的心意是要借着圣灵掌管我们的肉体。
He intended that we would be like Christ.
他的心意是要我们像基督。
He intended that Christ would live out his life within us.
他的心意是要让基督在我们的里面活出来。
That's why Jesus said, I have to go away because I'm going to send my spirit to dwell in you.
就是因为这样子，所以耶稣说我需要离开，叫圣灵能够来住在你里面。
And then there would be many anointed ones all over the world.
叫世界上的每个角落都可以有很多受膏者。
We settle for so little.
我们想要的是那么少。
When God has provided so great a salvation.
但神给我们是那么大伟大的救恩。
A great deliverance from ourselves.
是很大的自由，使我们脱离自我。
A great freedom in Christ.
在基督里面一个很大的一个自由。
Where we can be inhabited by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们可以透过基督圣灵的内住，我们就能够领受这一切。
Let's put him on the throne.
所以我们把耶稣放在我们的宝座上。
And give him more territory.
让上帝有更多的掌管的领域。
This is for all of us, me too.
这是我们大家都需要的。
We can always give him more territory.
我们都需要给耶稣更多的领域。
Sometimes we give him a little closet.
有时候我们只给他一小块。
But he wants the living room.
我们说上帝你就拿一个小房间。
He wants the bedroom in our heart.
上帝要我们的客厅要我们的主人房。
He wants the whole house.
他要我们的整个屋子。
So say, come in, Jesus.
我们对耶稣说耶稣你进来。
And live out your life in me.
在我里面活出你自己。
I want to be your bride.
我要做你的心腹。
I want to be ready.
我要预备好。
I want to have oil in my lamp.
我要在羔羊的婚宴上有份。
I want the humility that possessed you.
我要那个耶稣你所拥有的那个谦卑。
I want to be clothed in your righteousness.
我要穿上你的公义。
I want my garment to be white.
我要我的衣服变得洁白。
And my head to lack no ointment.
我要我的头上满了膏油。
Let your garments always be white.
让我们的衣服常常是洁白的。
Ecclesiastes tells us.
传道书这样告诉我们说。
And let your head lack no ointment.
让我们的头不缺少任何的膏油。
That ointment is the Holy Spirit.
那膏油就是圣灵。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is our last afternoon session.
这个是我们最后一个下午的时刻。
But if Jesus is working in your heart, you know I always say it's, you can communicate with him on your knees.
Okay, 如果今天下午你可以跪在神的面前跟神沟通。
Allow him to be king.
让神做王。
Tell him you want to be his bride.
对神说我想做你的心腹。
You want to be washed and made white.
你想要被洁净，成为洁白。
You want to be clothed with His humility.
你要穿上他的谦卑。
And walk with Him in white.
与他穿上白衣同行。
Then when the trumpet sounds,
所以当天号角响起的时候，
you'll be ready to go.
你就已经预备好可以被接上去了。
You will rise to meet Him.
你就可以与他一同升到天上。
Nothing else matters.
没有什么事更重要的。
I was at a Chinese conference in Maryland.
我在 Maryland 有一个华人的聚会。
And the minister that was ministering there had a vision at the end of the meeting.
在聚会之后呢，有当那个服事的传道人有这样的意象。
Heaven open.
他看到天开了。
And the glory of God filled the place.
他看到神的荣耀充满那个地方。
And he saw all the angels were busy.
他看到天使们都很忙碌。
They had needles and thread in their hands.
他们手中拿着针跟线。
And they were making dresses and garments.
他们在做衣服。
And the Lord spoke to him and said, They're getting ready the bride's garments.
神对他说，他们在预备新妇的衣服。
It's just about time.
他说时间快到了。
And so the Holy Spirit is seeking.
所以圣灵在寻找。He
is calling.
在呼召。
Will you be his bride?
他说你要做他的新妇吗？
Will you be among the overcomers?
你要在得胜的人当中吗？
Will you respond?
你愿意回应吗？
He desires a bride. He gave his life to purchase the bride.
他渴望有一个新妇，耶稣用他的生命去买一个新妇。
He is worthy.
耶稣他配得。
Amen.
Amen.
，你预备好了吗？穿上新娘的衣服吗？我们能够穿上这个新娘的衣服，除非我们愿意谦卑，愿意在主的面前等候，让他来我们的心中来做王。 让他来改变我们这个人。这个时候，这个祭坛是开放的。主耶稣在呼召他的新娘，你愿意在主的面前等候吗？跪在他的面前说：“主啊，让我成为你的新娘，成为最美的新娘。”你就在这里来等候他。 我不知道他会跟你说什么，但是我们只是在这里来等候。可能你会哭，我不知道，但是今天你不要去在意别人，因为你是新娘，不是隔壁的人。不然的话，你看到隔壁的时候，你的新郎的衣服穿错过了。